two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy 2024! New year, new you, right? Let me guess. You're thinking about joining a new gym, starting a fad diet, buying that Theragun everyone's always yammering on about. I've got a better idea. Listen to my podcast. I'm Samantha Bee, writer, comedian, and host of Choice Words from Lemonada Media. This whole month of January, we're going to help you make better choices in 2024. We'll go beyond superficial hacks and get at the truth of how to lead a more meaningful life. Just search for Choice Words on your podcast player of choice and hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Now that is a good choice.
This is Being Studios.
Audio reality from Lemonada.
Previously on Being Trans.
All right, come get in bed.
You're getting sleepy.
Good night, buddy.
Robert and I were married for about 2 years before I came out as transgender. I started hormone replacement therapy, and I also had top surgery, which is removing my breasts.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
So my brother is younger than me, and we've had a very interesting relationship over time, and I feel like we're in a really good spot now, and he's been a dad for going on 6 years now. So it's really nice to see him grow as a person and just relate to people in different ways.
I've gone out by myself a few times.
Okay.
It's just because I don't know as many people here, so hoping to change that.
Have you had any surgeries?
That's an awesome question. I haven't had top surgery, so I still have the boys. I call them the boys. Don't gender my tits.
How was your day?
It's been pretty good.
Me and my girlfriend Emma are navigating a long-distance relationship right now.
I'm going to take a week off, come visit you, and just like relax for a bit.
Yeah, it's all going to work out.
My name is Chloe Corcoran.
I'm Sai Clark Chan.
My name is Mariana Marroquin.
I'm Jeffrey J, and I identify as a trans man.
Trans woman.
Trans woman.
I'm transgender and non-binary. A few months ago, a documentary crew started following me and a few other trans friends around, navigating everything.
From family.
Relationships.
Work.
And more. There was always a story worth telling.
And that's what you're about to hear.
You'll witness moments alongside us, and you'll get into our heads.
On this episode, we follow Jeff.
It would be so nice, though, to, like, have a place that was just, like, we could go swimming, and you didn't have to think about it at all.
Right. And we'll also follow Chloe.
I get looked at a lot less, but some places I go, I get looked at a lot more. So
this is Being Trans.
How did we make a boy who runs around shirtless with a backwards red hat? It was like fucking Woodstock 99.
Egon is a jock. How did two theater nerds make a jock? Anyway, so we're gonna go take a walk. I'll be back before bedtime and stuff.
After getting pretty bad news about my cholesterol level, I decided to make a pretty big change in my health and my lifestyle. Robert has been cooking mostly plant-based dinners, and while he is doing that, I take a little time for myself and get more exercise, lately in the form of going on walks and hikes with Jeff.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
So good. How are you?
I mean, I'm okay. I don't want to go on a hike. Like, straight up, not feeling it. Yeah. Didn't have the best day.
Yeah. Well, thank God. Not having the best day. I'm sorry that happened. I'm very happy that it ends our hike. But we can go for a walk?
Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
Let's walk and talk.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Had a weird time over the weekend. Like, I took Egon to this water park and we're really excited. We're gonna have a fun time. So we get to the front of the line and there's this dude who's like giving everyone the third degree about having brought a bathing suit because it is a water park kind of situation. And you know, I didn't really feel shy about bathing suit stuff or, you know, swimming around other people. So I didn't really think about it. I could tell that like he didn't see me as the right gender and he didn't believe, like he was like, oh, this is a mom, a woman wearing shorts and a t-shirt. She doesn't have a bathing suit.
You could tell though from a mile away that they were swim trunks?
If I had been an extremely cis looking man, no one would have had an issue.
Got it.
Yeah, like because I had top surgery in the fall, weather was cold, I didn't really get to like go out to the beach or the pool or, you know, present as myself without having to wear a shirt or whatever in any of those places. So this summer has been the first chance that I've ever had to present as my real self in a way that makes me happy at the pool, at the beach, places like that. But yeah, so I'm like, oh yeah, we're wearing our suits. My kid's, you know, he's got his little rash guard and his little trunks on. He looks super adorable because I made him with my body. and yeah, the dude's just like staring me up and down, like not, and he didn't turn me away or tell me like, you don't belong here. That's not a bathing suit. But it's just like, in that extra 30 seconds of this person staring at my body, trying to decide what I am, trying to decide if I'm okay, like, it sucked.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be so nice, though, to, like, have a place that was just like, we could go swimming and you didn't have to think about it at all.
Right. Yeah, no, if I had a pool, like, that'd be...
Yeah.
But, yeah. It would be really... I think, bottom line, like, politics aside, it would just be fun to have a pool day.
Like, oh my God.
Because part of me is like, we shouldn't have to be separate from other people. We should be able to feel safe anywhere we go. But like, also, be fun to have a pool day.
Yeah.
Pools can be hellish for trans people. And public pools are terrifying. I do swim a ton. Like, I don't keep it from letting me swim. I haven't had top surgery, but I wear a shirt and a binder. It just makes me feel the way I'm supposed to feel. So swimming in a private pool would be fantastic.
Yeah, and they have that. They have like Airbnb for pools and stuff.
There's an app for that.
Yeah,
there's
an app for that.
We should totally do that.
I'm beyond game.
I started envisioning like a massive trans swim day where like they just closed down a pool and like thousands of trans people came and swam.
Oh my gosh.
Don't know if we can manage that, but yeah, we should definitely be able to get a few friends together and find a pool and just have a fun time.
Yeah. Fluffy dog!
I love those tiny little fluffy dogs.
I will go, fluffy dog! To a very masculine man with a puffy dog.
Hi, Chloe.
Oh, come on in.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. Hey, buddy.
Storm, this is Chloe.
I love dogs, by the way.
My friend Radhika from Rochester lives here in Los Angeles, and I'm really excited to see her.
Come on in. This is my husband, Ben.
Chloe. Hi. Nice to meet you.
I've heard so much about you.
Yes, I've actually heard a lot of great things about you, too.
Good.
That is the right answer, right? Yes.
Radhika and her family live on the other side of town, so obviously I've been dragging my feet a little bit and getting over there. But we're meeting up today for coffee and a bite to eat and just to chat for a while.
How are you finding L.A.? Are you kind of liking it so far, or is it getting used to it time?
I'm still getting used to LA. It's like there's nothing here that I'm used to. Like, the weather is different. Like, everything is the people are different. Everything.
How are the people different? I found that too.
Yeah.
But
it depends on where I go. I get looked at a lot less. But some places I go, I get looked at a lot more. So, but it's very different. People seem to be more laid back.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You know, I miss home. I miss my mom. I miss my nephews. My brother, his wife, like a lot of my friends. And like, you know, I don't know a ton of people here yet. So it's nice to be able to hang out with somebody from Rochester.
I know, I feel the same way. There's just like a different connection.
Yeah, and like there's a little bit more of a shared experience and like
yeah.
some of the joys and traumas of living there are yeah. different.
I miss upstate a lot for a lot of reasons, but
yeah,
I don't know if I could go back there. It's, I find kind of like the same, some of the same issues as you when I go back. There's just a lot of really just more narrow perspectives of how people should be and how they should live their lives. And mm-hmm. I find it especially like in the parenting, you know, like my son is very different from a lot of other 10-year-olds, mm-hmm. you know, in his interests and in his passions and just the way yeah. he lives his life. And it's something that's accepted here. You know, it's like, oh, you want to read in your room? That's fine. You know, yeah. it just, it's, there's just a different, it's like he is not interested in sports.
Yeah.
And every time we go out there, it's like, oh, what sports do you play? What teams are you on, buddy?
Right.
You know, oh, and yeah. that's just not his thing.
Hey,
and,
champ.
Hey, champ. Yeah, there's a lot of champing around mm-hmm. and it's just harder. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much. And then, you know, like as a mixed family, people, some people are less comfortable with us, mm-hmm. like as neighbors and as friends. And mm-hmm. but the larger community, I think, is more accepting and open here of people just walking their own path.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, my tenure here in Los Angeles has always felt a bit uncertain. I've spent a lot of my life being a tumbleweed and blowing around from place to place. But now I'm feeling like maybe I could put some roots down here. Maybe I could stay a while. I don't really know yet. Speaking of, want to come hang out with me after surgery then?
Oh, yeah. So what is the surgery?
Less than 2 weeks.
Whoa, this is exciting. So what's happening?
So they are going to, I'm calling it Operation Face Off 2, the foreheadening.
One of the big pieces of my transition that I've been really looking forward to, wanting, and needing is FFS, which is facial feminization surgery. And that's basically a gender-affirming surgery that will alter my facial structure a little bit just to make it look more feminine and help me feel and look a little bit more like myself.
So they are going to, they're going to shave down this ridge on my forehead.
What's that?
So, like, if I turn sideways, can you see a little ridge here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, they're going to shave that down. Okay. They're going to shorten the distance between my nose and my upper lip. They're going to move some fat from my neck and maybe my abdomen underneath my eyes.
Okay.
And then they'll augment my lips a little bit.
Okay.
So, I'm so nervous, but I'm super excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the recovery like?
So, I'll be out of work for 2.5 weeks at least. I'll be in the hospital for one night at least. And then
It seems, doesn't it? You're like, one night?
Yeah, I was like, you mean a week of nights?
Yeah, exactly. But you've kind of done this, right? With the round one.
Mm-hmm. With round one, with my shoulder, yeah. With some other things, yeah.
Oh, exciting.
I'm excited.
Gender-affirming surgeries like facial feminization surgery, top surgery, bottom surgery. Not everybody wants them, but unfortunately, a lot of people who do want them can't get them. For those of us who do want them and are fortunate enough to get them, I can tell you that it is absolutely medically necessary. Just because of the impact it can have on mental health and the impact it can have on physical health, and also the impact it can have on safety. Not only the way that some people perceive us, but the way we perceive ourselves and our confidence and the way that we carry ourselves in the world can make us safer.
Like, this has been a big year.
Yeah.
5-year transition anniversary, getting a new face.
Designed by you.
Designer face, yeah.
Designer face, that's so LA.
Face by Chloe.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be my brand.
Okay, this is Jeff. I'm recording, and I'm going to meet Sai at the pool today.
I'm going to wear my swimsuit just in case there's not a changing area. I can already be in it. But I'll probably wear my binder there.
I was 13 years old when I first put on an ACE bandage, and which was the worst thing you could possibly do. Incredibly painful. And I've been wearing an actual binder since I was 18 and every single day of my life since I was 21. Binders have gotten a little better over the years, but I've got actually a really good new one from GC2B, and I don't want to ruin it, and swimming in it always ruins it. So I'm looking for like a stretched out one or one that like, I guess won't cling too much. Sometimes if your binder's tight, you get these lines on you. If they're too tight and you have to pull it over your head, it'll dislocate your shoulder. With all that said, like I wouldn't change it. Like I won't not wear a binder. It makes me feel right and it's worth it. It's what gives me the confidence to go through my day. And like, you know, there's just not an option not to wear one. And when you put on a binder and you go out of the house, you just don't get misgendered. People see you for what you are and you just feel right. And when you don't have it on, it doesn't feel like you.
This is Chloe. It is coffee time here in the morning. And I just got off the phone with my mom. There's some potential health issues going on with her. And that's scary to me for a lot of reasons. And she's waiting on getting some testing done. And we'll take whatever information we get from that and go from there. And hopefully things work out well. It's just, the timing is also bad because now she can't fly, and or at least not yet. And my surgery is coming up soon, and I was really hoping she could be out here for that. And I absolutely do not want to put her into any bad situations or any danger. I absolutely do not want to be alone going into the surgery either. But, you know, we got to do what's best for her. And it's just tough knowing that she's so far away from me. It's one of those weird things to hear that your mom may have some potential health issues going on and they may be serious. And that is alarming. It's scary. It's a confrontation with an inevitable reality that I do not want to think about or deal with.
Oh, I love this. Okay, the answer is always like, ooh, I'm
okay, so I'm gonna put our snacks down. Oh, I have sunscreen.
Yeah, I'm not a jump in the pool person. I'm a walk in the pool person.
We'll see. You know what? Screw it. I'm just jumping in. I'm taking my sunglasses off.
All right.
Cold call.
Sai here. We're at the pool. Just got here. I gave a ride to my friend Hooks and my friend Jack. Both of them are non-binary and use they/them pronouns. And Jack has also had top surgery, but further in the past than me. So it's kind of an exciting, fun time of sharing my surgery results with friends who've been there or maybe haven't been there yet. And Jeff is also on the way, which is super exciting.
Hey, Jeff is here.
Hi, Jeff is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
This is Hooks getting a donut.
Hi.
We have snacks, by the way. Put yourself down. Make yourself comfortable. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. Nice to meet you. Jack, and yours is again?
Hooks. And you said Jeff?
Jeff.
Perfect.
Mine's the least cool name.
Bottom line, I really, really want to jump in the pool.
Let's do it.
One,
two, three.
How are you feeling about this experience versus the water park? Is this better?
Or? I mean, night and day. Yeah. Like, it's hard because, like, well, it's not hard. I have in the back of my mind that, like, oh, but it would be better if we weren't having this, like, super private experience. Like, I wish I didn't have to, like, go be in a private pool that I paid money for to, like, get to be myself. But also, like, I am having a great time, and I feel like once you're, like, away from people watching you, like, or people having a judgment on your body, like, I feel so much freer. Like, I do feel super free in my body today doing this.
I'm in the pool, and I look around, and I notice that Jeff does not really look like he's having a good time, and he hasn't gone in the pool, and he's still, you know, just wearing his street clothes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if, you know, depending on what you're comfortable with, like, at least in terms of, like, you know, Hooks and Jack and I, we're all trans. Whatever, you know, if you are comfortable wearing a shirt, very cool. If you are, like, I've always wanted to not wear a shirt, like, depending on, like, how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. There's also,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of trepidation on your face.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I want to invite you, but I also like want you to feel safe and comfortable.
You know what? And the thing is that like, I want to so badly, so incredibly badly. And, geez Louise. It's crazy. I don't even know. I have swam without my shirt off once, ever. But I think I was coming here and I was like, oh, everyone's gonna have their shirt off and it's gonna be awesome. And right now I'm actually wearing a tighter binder than I usually would. I think I got more self-conscious, which is
insane. I don't want it to be the cause of you feeling self-conscious.
No, it's not. I'm examining myself because I hang out with I basically don't have trans friends other than my partner.
Yeah.
And so, especially, I just don't have any trans men friends. So then when I get around trans men friends, and then we go do something where everyone's so free and, like, has their shirts off. So then I'm coming here, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's a weird freedom that I can possibly have. And it's like, I haven't been this off balance in a very long time, because I am so confidently a person who hasn't had surgery. And then you get into this moment, and now I'm not so sure I am that person. And it's like, if you've been in prison for 10 years and you see an open door and you're like, I don't even know what I would do on the other side of that door. Like, would it feel so incredibly freeing that I wouldn't know how to deal with it? I don't know.
Right. Wow.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season one aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Every Wednesday, tune into The Deep Dive for a hilarious and heartfelt journey with hosts June Diane Raphael and Jessica St. Clair. From navigating the chaos of motherhood and family to exploring the depths of grief and loss, June and Jessica are two best friends who process life together. Discover their secrets to finding joy amidst the madness. Get ready for unfiltered conversations about life, love, and everything in between. June and Jessica believe in the power of connection and the strength that comes from supporting one another. You can listen to The Deep Dive on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. You're driving, huh?
I am, yeah.
My brother back in Rochester, it's a lot for him to have to be the one in town and be there for my parents and everybody else. But I do worry sometimes, and I'd love to be able to help out with that. It's just really difficult to do from far away.
I'm going to pick something up for the boys.
Nice. How are they doing?
They're doing well. I went to go see some reindeer today.
Nice. Live reindeer?
Yes, Santa's reindeer.
That's so cool.
Surgery is coming up soon, and it's just got me really missing my family and all the close ties that I had back in Rochester. And it's just difficult to know that I'm not there with them, and they're not here with me.
You're going to be shocked to hear this, but I don't have anything up on my walls yet.
No, I lived in the house for 2 years, and we haven't hung one picture.
See, it's a family trait. I think I'm going to frame that Montana jersey, the signed Joe Montana green Notre Dame jersey that you got me. I'm going to frame that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my idea.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to do it.
All right, let me talk to Mom, and I'll catch up with you later.
All right, well, I hope you have a nice day.
All right, see ya.
Hello?
Hey, Ma, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are you, Chloe?
Good, thanks. And how are things going today? You got the boys' birthday party coming up?
Yes, and it's going to snow.
Oh, no.
Don't like snow. Yeah, I'm disappointed I can't travel for a while, but I guess it's just something I have to accept.
I know, but, you know, doctor's orders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll work through it, and that'll be good, too. Hopefully you can take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I am taking a break.
Good.
And I think I might retire this year.
That would be awesome. I hope you can. I hope you do. Yeah, I just miss the boys, and I miss you and, you know, the family and stuff like that. And I wish you all could move to L.A.
Yeah, well, you know that won't happen.
No, I totally get it. It's just, I don't know, I just miss you and the family and, you know, seeing the boys grow up. You know, you only grow up once, so... You know, even if, you know, if it comes down to it and you just can't fly for a bit, I mean, we'll figure everything out, but I'll maybe move home. And I was thinking a lot about that. And
You're not comfortable here in Rochester. I mean, yeah, but, and you see, well, you just seem more content where you are right now. I know you want to be around family and everything, but you can always come home to visit. You got to think of, you know, most days and, you know, where you're more content.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
You know.
My mom is one of the most generous people I've ever met in my life. She is always ready to give away everything that she has to try to help someone else. And she wants what's best for everyone else. She would never try to steer me in any particular direction other than to be true to myself and to be happy. I think she would want me in Rochester, but I don't think she would ever say that.
Everything going good for you there?
Yeah, things are good. I mean, because I got surgery coming up, which is a little scary, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, I was hoping to come for that, but...
I know, but...
Maybe you can come home for a while.
I would love to. I'm still looking into flights to see if I can make that happen.
Yeah, it'd be good for you to come see the boys, too.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that a little bit and see what I can do.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you give me a call. I'll let you know how the party went.
Okay, thanks, Ma.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Come in.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the party. Mackenzie is a writer, and we met through screenwriting classes. Also, welcome. You've never seen my weird room.
I know. This is crazy.
It is. That's the best word to describe it.
It's just the back of what I see in the Zoom every day.
I love Mackenzie so much because we can talk about just about everything, and she's so emotionally intelligent. The pool party stuff has been really bothering me. It brought a ton of stuff to the forefront that I think I've been burying. And I'm still trying to figure out how to work through all the feelings.
So then Saturday you had your big date.
I did have my big day.
And it went wonderfully.
It went very well.
So while you were there, I went to a pool
gathering thing.
Really?
Yeah, we went to this private pool, basically, that they rented because, like, these other friends had top surgery.
Mm.
And so they were all swimming, and it was like everybody had their shirt off, and they're like, and I haven't had top surgery. And it was like, yeah, it was a weird moment where it's like, I don't know. I think everybody has self-consciousness with the pool. Everybody does.
Oh, my God, yes. Did you end up taking your shirt off?
I ended up keeping my shirt on. The thing I didn't let myself do was say that I wanted to keep my shirt on, which was really nice. Like, I didn't go like, no, I like this. This is what's comfortable to me. But in this situation, I kind of let myself feel it, but recognized how uncomfortable it was to have a binder on and a shirt on.
I don't know if you want to talk about this, but do you feel like there are reasons that you don't want to get the top surgery?
It's just such a huge decision, and I saw surgeries that scared me, and I can deal with it.
Hmm.
But at the same time, I'm miserable. I mean, it's just a constant daily struggle of being torn.
I heard this metaphor one time that was like, it was this idea of when people are drowning in the middle of the ocean and they find like a piece of wood or a buoy or something and they cling on to it. When the rescue team comes to save them, the hardest thing to do of the entire process of getting them onto the boat is getting them to let go of the thing that was like holding them up and keeping them alive, basically.
Whoa.
But in a way, it's like safety and comfort and what has allowed you to feel like you.
Yeah.
And it would be a release of that.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think the ideal solution is?
Top surgery.
Yeah.
It's just, it's time. It's time. I've put it off long enough. I know 100%. I've known forever, and I can't let being scared stop me anymore. I just have to get top surgery.
How did that feel?
It feels terrifying to say that I know that I have to get top surgery. And not terrifying because of the top surgery, but because I feel like I've let myself down in pushing that down for so long. When people call me brave for so many other really dumb reasons, like telling jokes on stage, I think in order to work through all the stuff you have to work through to be a public person who's trans, you have to be confident in your decisions. Otherwise, people questioned your identity. And so I stuck with this thing out of fear of myself and being confident enough to people accept me as an entertainer. But in reality, it's been building up that I want and need top surgery. And I watch everyone else get it. But it's nice to have come to this. It's nice to know that I can and it doesn't define me. And it's the right thing to do. And I'm so ready and I'm more confident than ever. And on the other side, I'll know that I'll have made the right choice because I gave myself all the time in the world to deny it.
Yeah.
Watch this. This is going to be perfect. One, two, three.
There you go.
Why?
Jeff and I are at the park throwing the football around, and we've just been going through a lot of emotional stuff right now, and I think it would be good for us to just blow off some steam.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. That's a satisfying thump.
Yeah.
You a girl. I'm enjoying it that you're not being accurate on
purpose.
Make
you work for it.
So that I can dive for the ball. Nice. Oh, so how was your week otherwise?
It's been okay so far. I don't know. Do you want to sit down?
Sure, let's do it.
There is some potential family health issues. Hopefully nothing, but possibly something. I don't think I could bear to lose anyone if things didn't go well. And, you know, I was just kind of like starting to build a little bit of community here and like really enjoying the sun. Like, and I joke about it, but like it's really impacted my mental health in a positive way. There's just a lot going on for me emotionally right now, and I'm really thinking about moving home for good.
That is tough.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, I would never want to steer you in a direction.
Yeah.
But I will say the biggest part that affected me when I would move away from the bigger city that was making me happy, mm-hmm. for me, mm-hmm. I felt alone and trapped. And you know, Upper New York is, it's crazy. People think like New York, Upper New York is basically Texas.
Yeah.
In its values and its guns and its like
culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also something to be said for like being around family and
right.
With surgery coming up so soon, my mind has been spinning all over the place a little bit. And one of the places that it's going is that time issue. Not only do I feel like I lost that time in being my authentic self, but I also feel like I lost that time being my authentic self with people I love and care about. And just seeing the depth of the relationships and the affection that I have and receive for those people in my life, I miss that. And I want more of that. And I wish I had my entire life of that. But I don't. So I want to maximize the amount of time I do have with my loved ones. Making decisions is hard.
I don't know. And I have this weird thing, like I'm realizing that when I start to approach emotional situations, I detach a little bit.
Mm.
And I start to compartmentalize. And I'm like, okay, let me put this in a box. Yeah. And then future Chloe
yeah.
can deal with said box. But something that's like, okay, like you can have this much emotion. Do not go outside this circle. You know? My reluctance towards being emotional has nothing to do with other people. It has solely to do with myself in that if I fall apart, I think some of the pieces will fall into a river and they will rush away and I'll never find them again. And I worry about that because there's not a wrong decision necessarily.
No.
And that makes it all that much harder. Now it's like 50-50 of like, should I move home? Should I not? Like, I don't know.
People love to pretend that there are simple formulas for living your best life now. Eat this and you won't get sick. Manifest it and everything will work out. But there are some things you can choose and some things you can't. And it's okay that life isn't always getting better. I'm Kate Bowler, and on Everything Happens, I speak with kind, smart, funny people about life as it really is. Beautiful, terrible, and everything in between. Let's be human together. Everything Happens is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of your favorite Lemonada Media podcasts? By subscribing to Lemonada Premium today, you'll gain access to fun and inspiring bonus content from all of our podcasts across the Lemonada Media Network. As a subscriber, you can listen to never-before-heard interview excerpts, behind-the-scenes segments, and continue to uncover new ways to make life suck less through all of our exclusive subscriber audio. Check out a free trial of Lemonada Premium today in the Apple Podcast app by clicking on our podcast logo and then the subscribe button.
All right, baby cakes, come on.
I was making a coffee.
Hmm?
I was making a coffee.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, let's
I haven't had any coffee.
Well, we try to visit each other constantly, so it's Emma's turn, and she's here to visit. We're going to make a plaster mold to try to immortalize my boobs forever before I get rid of them. It's like a pregnancy belly mold, but we're going to do it for boobs.
I love you. I don't understand what that tarp is for.
To not get plaster everywhere.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust you to do this.
I love Emma so much because she just wants me to be happy. I've made the decision that I'm going to get top surgery. But I don't have the money, and I've got a little envelope where I'm saving my own cash. And in the meantime, I'm going to have fun with my life. We're going to make this plaster mold and live it up because this is their last life. They're going out. They need to go out in style.
Do you want to sit or stand
dip
when you do it?
In warm water, one at a time. And then press each strip onto the casting area. Apply 3 to 4 layers. Strips should overlap.
Okay.
And then we're going to wait 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. Nice. All right, first strip in.
Dip it into the warm water.
Which one do you think is the...
I don't think it matters.
Does it matter? No. Well, there's one soft side, so don't do the rough side on my niblet. Whoa, that like dissolves immediately. Whoa, this is cool. Oh shit, you're right. Take off my pants. Here you go. First you have to take this off and then put it on the bed.
Yeah, yeah, hold on.
And then you're gonna take off the pants for me. You don't have to take off all the buttons. You can just pull them down.
Why are you bitching?
Thank you. Huh? No, 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 pull them from the, what, have you never undressed a grown man before? Put that strip underneath my right nip. No, the other nipple. Oh wait, the other nipple or the other? I think you have more strips on my right boob than my left. Or do they just look that way?
Crap.
This is amazing. This is, me and Emma are covered in plaster dust. God knows if this is toxic. There's sticky stuff everywhere. Basically, we're making my boobs into a pinata.
Oh, that's weird.
What does it feel like on the outside?
It got hard really... Oh, that's weird.
Whoa! Well, that's a timer. Are you ready for the big reveal or medium reveal? Oh, they're off.
Here.
The boobs have left the building. I got them.
You got them?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, baby.
It looks great. I mean, it would be way better. It needs to be done like 4 more times. But it looks really great for what it is.
This is fascinating. God, I look like, you know the artistic lesbians that are from the L Word? Where it's like, oh, I live in an art studio. That's what I feel like right now.
How does it make you feel looking at like the form of your body like that? Does it make you feel dysphoric?
Not even slightly, because it looks like I'm in a museum. It's weird. Whenever you take like...
I'm so glad we did this. It's not just that I have this here of what my chest looks like in this moment, but it's also that I just had a really wonderful bonding moment with my partner and a final farewell to the boobs.
You gotta name it.
Do what?
You gotta name it. Oh, they're already called the boys.
They are the boys.
Hi, good morning. Checking in for surgery?
Are you going to go all the way down to the second exit sign? There's going to be a single wooden door on the left.
I'm at the hospital. I took a cab, and I'm about to check in. And I know they're going to say, okay, who's here with you? And I'm going to say, me, I guess. And it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get through it. But I am feeling a little bit of that isolation.
Tasha is going to bring you straight to the room, okay?
Oh, great. Should I go now or... Okay. Awesome. Facial feminization surgery is something I've wanted and needed for so long, and I'm really excited about it. And at the same time, it's a 6-hour surgery, and that's not easy for anybody. And I'm really not looking forward to recovering alone.
Hello.
It's so
ready?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I am as ready as I can be. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Let me go through final list.
Okay.
Final list. So you're gonna make an incision right here, mm-hmm. the coronal incision, and then I'm gonna give you like a good space between your old incision and okay. this new incision. Type 3 forehead, about a 7 millimeter setback centrally, mm-hmm. and then a little bit less. Take a little bit of fat from your cemental area as well as your abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do a little fat graft there.
Yep.
In your cheek, sort of like medial cheek area as well as lateral cheek area. And then I'm going to take a look at that chin fat on that
Great.
Chin area and see if I can do a little kind of balancing for you.
Okay.
The upper lip, we're going to give you a little grafting to mm-hmm. the upper lip. Some of that will come from the pericranium, so mm-hmm. underneath your skin, as well as I'm going to add some fat to that. And that is it.
Makes sense to me.
Anything else? Questions?
Yeah, you'll be done. Okay. Questions. No, I know it's like about a 6-hour general surgery. Around.
A little less than that.
Less than that.
A
cool.
Less than that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm anxious. I'm nervous, but this
okay.
will help.
Okay.
Yay
awesome.
For medication.
All right. Yeah. Did you leave us a name to call?
Yes, my
okay.
mom.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. I'll
In
call
the,
her when I'm done.
Cool.
Let her
Thank
know
you. And she knows to answer from an LA number.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So the next time I see you, you'll be asleep.
Okay.
And,
I'll miss you.
Okay. The next time you see me, you'll be awake.
Okay. Thanks,
All
Dr.
right,
Lee.
Sure.
Okay. I can do this.
They're about to wheel me away for surgery, and I'm feeling everything, but I'm scared. I'm really scared. And all I really want right now is my mom.
To be continued.
Coming up next on the season finale of Being Trans.
This is Chloe. Definitely freaked the F out when I got home because one of my eyes swelled completely shut. Somebody told me that there's an emotional or mental kind of crash after surgery like this. And I think I'm starting to feel that.
I'm sorry, I just got a call from my boss. I don't know, something's happening in the office.
So I'm the program manager of the Trans Wellness Center. It is a tough job, but also it's something personal.
Is there any aspect of your life that isn't tied to your work?
Not at this time in my life. I'm still looking for what is that I want for myself. So I get lost a lot.
Me and Emma have probably the best relationship in the entire world.
Libido shifts are a natural thing that happen in every relationship.
At this point in time, how long has it been since you've had sex?
I remember exactly. Back in February.
That doesn't make me happy.
Yeah,
no.
Everyone makes sacrifices in a relationship
I
one
get
way
it.
Or another.
I get it, but some of them are larger than others. I think people can fall into traps.
Being Trans is an audio reality original from Lemonada Media's Being Studios. Executive producers are Jessica Cordova Kramer, Stephanie Whittles-Wax, and Casey Barrett. Our co-executive producer is Selle Leota. Our associate producer is Mariah Gossett. And our assistant producer is Greta Stromquist. Our consulting producer is Shar Jossel. Scott Hanlon is our audio supervisor and field recordist, with additional field recording by Mars Mejia. Mix and sound design by David Herman and Michael Raphael. Additional mix, sound design, and consultation by Ivan Karayev. Our music is by Signature Tracks. Special thanks to the UCLA Medical Center. Being Trans is brought to you with generous support from the Marguerite Casey Foundation and Wellbeing Trust. You can find us online at Lemonada Media and connect with us across all social platforms. Subscribe to Lemonada Media on Apple Podcasts to hear bonus content, deleted scenes, and more from our cast. If you like what you heard today, please tell your family and friends to listen and subscribe, rate and review us on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, thanks for listening and thanks for being.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere?
And suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time. Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us on Archetypes, a dynamic podcast hosted by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, as she digs into the labels that try to hold women back. In each intimate and candid conversation, Meghan is joined by guests like Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah as they delve into the roots of countless common descriptors of women, like diva, crazy, dumb blonde, and the B word, and redefine and reclaim each identity along the way. The complete season of Archetypes is out now. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.